This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
In Roseburg Public Library, a lot going on. Chris Wiley, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, I know you've got another Facebook live stream event going on, and talk about this one.
This is going to happen Thursday, November 17th at 6:30 p.m. We're going to welcome Pulitzer Prize finalist Sierra Crane Murdoch. She's a journalist and essayist who lives in Oregon. She's going to be talking about her debut book. It's called Yellowbird, Oil Murder and a Woman's Search for Justice in Indian Country.
Now, I'm struck by a couple of things. First of all, debut novel and Pulitzer Prize.
I said that wrong, Kyle. Debut book. It's not a novel.
Her book.
It's a nonfiction book.
But a debut book, but she got nominated for Pulitzer.
I know, right? It was just an amazing read. You know, it talks about a woman named Lissa Yellowbird. She lives in North Dakota. The oil boom has just happened after the Great Recession, and she sees all of these changes that happen to her land, most of it on the Indian reservation where she's from. But there's also, as the title suggests, a murder that happens. And so she interweaves that story with the biography of Lissa Yellowbird. There's journalism, true crime, biography. It's just a wonderful read. And the author narrates the audiobook. So if you really are into audiobooks, she does a fantastic job with that.
Wow. So, and she's here in Oregon.
Yes, she lives up in the Hood River area, and we're really excited that she agreed to come on to Facebook Live with us.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I'm just struck by the fact that somebody has achieved that level of notoriety with their first book.
She's done a lot of work to lead up to that. She's been doing magazine journalism for a number of years. But, you know, when you hit on that fantastic story, it kind of fell into her lap, and she worked on it for years to pull that together.
Wow, pretty cool. How did you come across the book?
Well, we were actually, it was in our collection, and because we really try to get the Pulitzer Prize finalists. And then I realized, as we were looking for Oregon authors or Pacific Northwest authors, that here she was right in our backyard, and we reached out to her. Actually, Lydia Rathy, our AmeriCorps last year, reached out to her, and lo and behold, she agreed to speak, and we're just so happy.
So what's the date for that again?
That is Thursday, November 17th at 6:30 p.m.
And the great thing about these is you have them, but people can go watch them later, right?
That's right. For 2 weeks after the video is on there, and we pull it down after that. But yeah, if you can't make it that night, you can have 2 weeks to listen to it. They're usually about an hour long.
Pretty neat. And of course, now after a day of doing news writing, I actually don't do a lot of reading when I get home, as odd as that may seem. I've got several books right now that look really good that people have gotten for me, and I get home and I'm sort of dead reading things, but this one sounds pretty fascinating.
It is fantastic. I know a local book group is reading it as well. I had the singular experience of reading it, but I've been telling everybody about it. So now it's cool to have those conversations about the book.
Wow. So that is coming up. Talk about other things happening at the library in coming days.
Well, we are really excited to host Roseburg Public Library's first author showcase. That is going to be Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be in the main part of the library. And one of the fun things about it is it's also the last day of the Friends of the Library book sale. So I know folks are usually used to coming to the library to check out books, but that day it's really about buying some books. You get the Friends of the Library book sale with really discounted books, and then you can meet some local authors and purchase their material.
Wow. And it seems like we have more local authors around than people might initially think.
Absolutely. When I reached out to folks, we heard back from 20 people. So we're going to have 20 tables with books of all genres, age ranges. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. What about other things happening?
Well, we have our online book group. That's one I lead. That's the second Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. It's on Zoom. So folks can email me at kwiley@cityofroseburg.org, and I'll get you the Zoom link. We spend about an hour talking about all the books we read. I make a list. I email it out. We I can't even tell you how many books we end up talking about, 40 to 50 books every month. And then we talk a little bit about pop culture, too. We also have Silent Book Group, and that's the last Thursday of every month. It meets in person at the library. We're skipping November because of the holiday, but we'll be back in December at 6:30, last Thursdays of the month.
Now, I've got to ask, how does this silent, do people just show up and not talk?
Right? You know, it's always a challenge for us to actually quiet down and read our book for a while. But usually we spend about half hour to 45 minutes reading quietly, and then we spend 15 to 25 minutes talking about what we're reading.
So you really do have quiet there.
It is silent reading. Yeah.
Wow.
And I love it because we've been doing it for quite a while now. And the Eugene Public Library started it more recently. It's a kind of a trend with bookstores and libraries to have this introverted book group.
So you just sit there quietly, you read, you see other people reading, and then you talk about it for a little bit.
Absolutely. It's great.
Wow. Kind of interesting. It's rare that you can find peace and quiet anywhere. So I guess it's still at the library. So good stuff. Anything else you want to mention?
You can check out all of our events at rosebergpubliclibrary.org and go to the events calendar, and you'll see all kinds of children's things going on. I didn't even mention all that Aurora's doing, but she has so much, including story times on Wednesdays at 10:30.
All right, perfect. From the Roseburg Public Library, Chris Wiley, the executive director, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.